Thank you for joining us for Living Hope. It's our desire today that through the inspirational music that we'll be playing for you and through the scriptures that we'll be reading to you and from the message that our host will be sharing, that we can bring into your heart, into your home, and into your circumstances a message of living hope. So join us and listen as we share that message with you today. And now, here's our host.
Welcome to a new program of Living Hope, brought to you from our church here in Malmö, named Europaporten. My name is Mats, and I'm your host today. So we are the ICF, the International Christian Fellowship, and we gather here at the Europaporten Church every Sunday at 10:30 for a service in English. Our address is Stadiongatan number 25. It's a big street, and on one side of our church there is a football stadium, and on the other side, it's Good Morning Hotel, and in front of us, we have a big Co-op store, so we're easy to find us. But we do have a website where you can go to find out how to get here, when we meet, what we do. You can listen to sermons and radio programs, etc. The address to our website is icfeuropaporten.se, icfeuropaporten.se. So go there, have a look, and when you come, any given Sunday, at the information desk, just ask for the international service, the ICF service, then they will guide you to where we are. So today, I would like to talk about the fullness of the blessing, and this is from HTB. Mother Teresa once gave an interview to Hello magazine. She was asked the question, "Is it only the rich who give?" She replied, "No, even the poorest of the poor give." The other day, a very poor beggar came up to me and said, "Everyone gives to you, and I also want to give to you 20 pesa, which is about 2 pence. I thought to myself, what do I do? If I take it, he won't have anything to eat. But if I don't take it, it will hurt him so much. So I took it. And he was so happy because he had given to Mother Teresa of Calcutta to help the poor. Giving cleanses the heart and helps you to get closer to God. You get so much back in return. Generosity is not just a nice character trait that people have. It is right at the heart of what our faith is all about. C.S. Lewis defined Christianity as a kind of giving. God has poured out his generosity to you in Jesus, and you are called to respond in faith and generosity to others. Each of the passages today is about blessing and curses. The key to the fullness of the blessing is generosity. The righteous give generously.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way. to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey. Trust and obey, oh, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how
so be generous always. Psalm 37, 21 to 31. Psalm 37, 21 to 31. Some people in life are givers and some are takers. According to David, this is a key difference between the righteous and the wicked. Wicked borrows and never returns. Righteous gives and gives. Generous gets it all in the end. Generosity is not an occasional act, it's a way of living. The generous are always generous and lend freely. The Lord delights in those who live like this. You may hit problems and stumble, but you will not fall. God's promise is to bless you and your children. In today's world, we are confronted by many children begging bread. The bigger picture of this psalm is a vision of the entire people of God upheld the practice of mutual generosity, giving and receiving. It was the people who followed God in generous giving to the poor that would find that their own needs were met when things took a turn for the worse. Whether financially or otherwise, the rest of the community would support them in their need. Today, we are aware of a great need both locally and further afield. God's will for all His people is to uphold the one another by giving generously. Take every opportunity to give generously, and you will experience the fullness of God's blessing.
With our praise, we enter into His with a thankful heart. Bless his name. Oh, bless your name. We enter into his presence with our singing. We enter into his presence with our praise. We enter into his house, giving thanks to the Lord. Bless your name. Oh, bless your name. Sing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. We enter into his courts with thanksgiving. We enter into his presence with our praise. We enter into his house with a thankful heart. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And the angels say,
hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
We praise your name.
We
give you thanks. We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord of Lords, precious Savior. Holy One, the King of Kings.
Be generous to everyone. Luke 6. Luke 6, 12 to 36. Jesus spent the night praying to God. He was filled with insight and he chose his disciples. He was also filled with power to heal the sick. And the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. Jesus contrasts those who accumulate for themselves and those who have generosity of spirit. There is an emptiness about the way of life which involves becoming rich, being well fed with lots of superficial laughter and gaining a good reputation. It leaves people feeling ultimately dissatisfied and hungry. The way of blessing is totally different. It is the way of generosity. It may involve poverty, hunger, weeping, being hated, excluded, insulted, and even rejected. But it is a way of satisfaction and joy. Jesus calls us to be generous towards our enemies. Love your enemies, he says. If someone grabs your shirt, gift-wrap your best coat and make a present of it. No more tit-for-tat stuff. Live generously. Be generous to everyone. Give to everyone. This is an attitude of generosity without expecting to get anything back. As always, Jesus is only calling us to imitate the generosity of God. Help and give without expecting a return. You'll never, I promise, regret it. Live out this God-created identity the way our Father's lives towards us. generously and graciously. Even when we're at our worst, our Father is kind. You be kind. Generosity towards our enemies means not only to forgive them, but also to bless them. You must not speak evil of them, even if you think they deserve it. You are to pray for them, bless them, and speak well of them. As Nelson Mandela once said, resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for your enemy to die. Instead, like God, be generous to everyone. Be generous like God. Turn to Numbers 21. Numbers 21, 4 to 22, 20. Again, in this passage, we see the theme of blessings and curses and the contrast between taking and giving. We see God's continuing generosity to his people. Their life was not easy. If you have been a Christian for any length of time, you have probably experienced times like this. They went through the desert, the valley, and the wasteland. This could be seen as a picture of life's trials, dry patches, low spots, and seeming fruitfulness. But God gives water. Jesus said, "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst." Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. By contrast, Sihon was not a giver. He was mean. Sihon would not let Israel pass through his territory. Balaam was also a taker. He was after the free for divination. He is condemned in the New Testament because he loves the wages of wickedness. Balaam's error was to rush for profit. The Israelites themselves grumble against God and against Moses. Despite all that God had done for them, they were not satisfied and rebelled against him. Their rebellion could not go unchecked, and so God initially sent judgment on the people. God's ultimate plan, though, was to redeem and bless his people, restoring their relationship with him. They confess their sins, and the Lord says to Moses, "Make a snake and put it under a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up a pole. Then, when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. Speaking of this incident in the desert, Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that anyone who believes may have eternal life in him." Jesus is referring, of course, to his death on the cross. God, in his generosity, provides the sacrifice that enables you to know forgiveness. The uplifted snake in Moses' day brought physical life to those who looked in faith. The uplifted crucified Christ brings eternal life to anyone who looks in faith and believes in him. You cannot earn forgiveness. Eternal life is the free gift, but you still have to choose to accept that gift. Believing is an effect of the will that accepts the free gift of God. Charles Spurgeon was one of the greatest and most influential speakers of the 19th century. He described his own conversion when, as a teenager, he heard a speaker say, "Look to Jesus Christ. Look, look, look. You have nothing to do but to look and live." Like as when the brazen serpent was lifted up, the people only looked and were healed. So it was with me. When I heard that word "look," what a charming word it seems to me. Oh, I looked until I could almost have looked my eyes away, and I could have risen that instant and sung with the most enthusiastic of them, of the precious blood of Christ and the simple faith which looks alone to him. This is the generosity of God. You can call to be generous stems from God's generosity to you. As the Apostle Paul writes, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." So thank you, Father God, for your generosity to all of us in providing a way back to you. Help us to look to you daily for forgiveness. Help us to drink in deeply your water of life that sustains all of us. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And we usually meet here at the ICF at Stadengatan number 25. Right now we have the coronavirus going on, so all our services are closed, but have a check for what's going on our website. It's icfarupaporten.se, or follow us on Instagram, ICF Malmo, then you will get some more information. But one day this is over and then we can meet real again. Have a wonderful week. God bless you.
there is a name I call upon. There is a name by which I'm saved. Salvation is your name. Salvation is your
Yeah.